Hello, everyone who is live on the call and everyone else who is listening to the recording. I want to welcome you. My name is Kim McLaughlin, and I am from FeedYourSoulUnlimited.com, FeedYourSoulUnlimited.com, where I help people move from feeling struggled, the feeling of struggle with food to feeling and experiencing peace with food. Peace with food to me means you have food around and you don't feel triggered by it, and you know when to eat and you know when to stop. That, to me, is peace with food. We are on our monthly teleclass, and as always, I'm glad that you all are here. Everyone on the call is on mute so we can get a clean recording, and that's for the people who listen to it later. So just know you're on mute in the call. I got to get to what we're talking about today because there is so much juiciness. I have a lot of ideas that I want to go over, and I'm hoping we can get to everything because this is a super important topic. Today we're talking about body kindness. Body kindness and how it helps you end overeating. Body kindness is actually one of the six components that is in our emotional eating solution, and I don't think I talk about it enough, so I wanted to do that today. And I've been thinking about this topic a lot, and I've been talking with some people about it to try and get their perspective on it. And what they told me is that they weren't interested in hearing about body kindness until they have lost weight. So get this, they're not interested in talking about how to be kind to their body, how to think kindly about their body until they have lost weight or at whatever their goal is. And what happened was when I talked about body kindness more in depth with them is that they couldn't imagine being kind to themselves, being kind to their bodies until they were thin. And I thought, boy, you are certainly being tough on yourselves. And I thought, I think this is more for our community, that maybe I should talk about this some more, because it was a pretty ingrained thought about I can't love myself, I can't be kind to my body until I've lost weight. And I wonder if any of you resonate with that, you know, kind of do a little silent raising of the hand if this fits for you. And if it does, you are in the right place. We are going to talk about it, and we're going to explore this. What I think of when I think of body kindness, I think about actually its opposite, which is body shame. And body shame is when you think about yourself the way that you are, you feel stuck at this weight, and you've gained weight, and then you start complaining about yourself. And it's the feeling of negativity towards your body, feeling that your body is not okay the way that it is, that, you know, I don't like my body, I don't like the way I feel, I don't like the way I look, I can't look at myself in a mirror, I cannot be complacent with my body until I have lost weight. I'm being complacent. That's what they told me. I'm being complacent. I'm not moving forward. I'm not trying to lose weight if I like my body the way that it is. And that is body shaming. And body shaming is never going to get you where you want to go, which is feeling loving and kind and healthy and totally in touch with your body and moving towards whatever weight your body rests at. So in order to move out of body shame and the shaming of your body, we need to practice body kindness. And get this, body kindness is we are okay with our body as it is right now. This is about moving out of shame, self-loathing, self-hatred, and into kindness. And I want you to consider that when you're kind to yourself, When you're encouraged, you're motivated to increase that feeling. So, right, when you're feeling good about yourself, when you're feeling kind and positive, uplifted, you want to keep that going. And that's what I'm talking about, is that body kindness gets you moving in that positive direction. The self-hatred, the body shaming, moves you in a negative direction. It's pretty much saying that I cannot live my life, I cannot like myself until I'm thin. All my positivity will only come to light when I'm thin. And I want to help you move that thought out because it does not serve you and it's not true. What I find personally and with the people that I work with is actually that body kindness leads us to eat foods that are right for us and leads us to movement that works for us. And it leads us to feel positive about ourselves, positive about our lives. And truly food, we have to eat 3 times a day at least. And if we're feeling negatively about food, negatively about ourselves, it just builds up and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's not going to get you where you want to go. So body kindness means we accept ourselves where we are right now. And I know that this can be a hard concept to get. It's probably hard for you to embrace it. But I'm here to tell you it can happen. And what I want us to move towards is being kinder towards ourselves in the way we talk about ourselves, the way we talk to ourselves, and the way we treat ourselves. And I'm going to go over today certain ways that we can increase that idea of body kindness. And one of the ways I want you to consider it is through focusing on your closet. And what I said in the intro, the kind of copy that I wrote out, is that let's move beyond focusing on the numbers on our clothes and move out of that and move into just feeling good about ourselves. And when we move beyond the numbers on our clothes, I want you to consider looking in your closet. How do the clothes in your closet fit? How do your clothes in your closet or your drawers, how do they fit? How do they feel? Are they the clothes that fit well, that you feel good in, or do you feel bad about them? What I want to know is, do your clothes actually fit? Or are you keeping those secret stashes for when you lose weight? Keeping that secret stash that is for when I lose 5 pounds or when I lose 10 pounds or I'm going to just wait until I can fit into this. You might even have clothes. I have clients who have clothes, those clothes in a closet, or not in the closet. They have them out in the garage in a box. They said, these are my clothes, my thin clothes, and I am waiting to wear them. The other thing you might have in your closet is black clothes, dark clothes, hiding clothes, clothes that hide you. So you don't have to see what you really look like and others don't have to see. Kind of like I want to be invisible. So nobody can see me because I think I'm too fat and too heavy. Do any of those fit for you? What I advocate with my clients, And truthfully, this is my path too, is that to only keep clothes that fit. Only keep clothes that fit, that you like, and that make you feel good. And what I encourage people to do is to let go of clothes that are the ones for when they're going to get thin. Or also the clothes that you've kept. Maybe you have some clothes that you've kept in fear that you're going to gain weight back, just in case clothes. I'm talking about letting go of clothes that are too big or too small. And I know this can be scary, and that's why we're talking about it today. What I know is that for myself and for clients that I work with, it's actually very freeing to let go of those clothes that are too big or too small. It's freeing, and it actually is kind. I felt really good when I did it. I actually posted a picture of some of the clothes that I let go of. It. My last push of clothes was ones that fit that I didn't like, and I didn't feel good in them, and I didn't like them. Whenever I put them on, I thought, ugh, I don't like this, and I got rid of them. Before that, it was the clothes that were too big or too small, and I got rid of those before my last push was for the ones that I just didn't like. So what happens is when we start focusing on body kindness, we're going to put ourselves more in the present where we are now. And in the present, being happy with ourselves right now. What happens is that when we keep these clothes that don't fit, we're not in the present. We're either in the past for what it used to be like or in the future for what we want it to be like. And that actually never works, because another part of our emotional eating solutions is mindfulness. And mindfulness means that I am in contact with myself right now, and I am mindful about how I feel right now and how my body feels and what's going on for me right now. And I want you to consider the idea of letting go of some of the clothes, maybe all of them, maybe you could do this all, that don't fit, in the service of being kind to yourself, showing yourself that you're going to accept your body the way it is right now, knowing that the more, what I believe and what I see is that the more we accept ourselves with the way we are right now, the more then we can move into the future and where we want to go. We cannot get into the future where we want to go when we're feeling negative. And what can happen is, I mean, seriously, look at the clothes in your closet, and sometimes they're in the back of the drawer, the kind of ones just in case. Maybe I'll fit into them some days, or when I fit into them. And notice how heavy that can feel, how that can feel demeaning and demoralizing, and not feeling uplifting and empowering. So I encourage you to start looking as you go through your closet, go through your drawers, what clothes don't fit. And I'm going to give you a little template how to start cleaning these out. What I do is I take these clothes and I donate them. I donate them pretty quickly. What I found is that when I would put the clothes in, when I took the clothes out, if I kept them in my bedroom, I would kind of relook at them and think, oh, maybe I will wear these some days. Maybe I don't want to let this go. I would overthink it, and I would feel bad that I bought these clothes and I'm not wearing them, and that I would then feel bad that I gained weight and that I couldn't fit into them. And then I might rethink what I was doing. So what I advocate for is taking those old clothes, putting them in the bag, putting them in a box, and getting them out to Goodwill, wherever you donate your clothes, get them out immediately so that you don't take a lot of time thinking about this. If thoughts of fear come up while you're trying to get these clothes, I just say look at them and let them go. Notice the fear and notice that you're feeling. Notice what that feeling is for you with that fear. And it could be fear that I'll forget that I need to lose weight, or fear that I have to buy new clothes. That's often a lot of what it is that people will tell me, well, they're perfectly good clothes. I don't want to give them away. because when I lose the weight, I want to wear them. And I can't afford new clothes. So I have a couple of techniques for that. Is one or a couple of ideas for that about the idea that I'll use them someday and I feel bad getting rid of them because I will wear them. Well, there was this time when I lost a lot of weight and I bought these super cute jeans. I really liked them. And I lost a lot of weight. I was really pretty thin. And what I found is that I wore them for a while and then I gained the weight back and then I felt upset about myself. I felt upset that I couldn't wear them anymore. And I decided to keep them until I could fit into them. And they would hang out in the back of my drawer, and I would see them every once in a while, and then I'd put them underneath everything because every time I looked at them, I felt ashamed. I felt ashamed that I had gained weight. And I felt ashamed that I couldn't figure out a way to manage my food, manage my life differently. And so they were my secret shame that were in my drawer that I would notice every once in a while. And every time I saw them, it brought back up feelings of feeling ashamed. What happened was is when I did lose the weight and I put them on to wear, they were so horribly outdated, I didn't want to wear them. They didn't smell so good because they'd been sitting in the drawer for a lot of years, you know, kind of musty smell. And they, when I put them on, they didn't have a modern fit to them. They were really an old kind of style. You know, jeans kind of change. The shape changes every year. And it was a significant change in shape. And I thought, I can't wear these. I had to get rid of them. And what I realized was when we keep clothes, old clothes, in the hope of we lose weight, sometimes when we do lose the weight and we try and wear them, they actually don't look good. So that's one reason why I like to get rid of them. It just, partly it reminds me of, it makes me feel bad about myself. It makes me feel ashamed. And also, they can be horribly out of style when I do get around to wearing them. A second technique that I got from a client of mine, which I love, what this one client, she taught me that if she gains weight and needs something that's cute, and I like to talk about cues, you know, sorry guys, but I like to talk about clothes in terms of what's cute and what's not cute. And she, what she does is if her weight goes up or down, is she goes to consignment stores and she buys clothes there that are cute and make her feel good. And she releases the clothes that don't fit. And I love that idea because we're not investing in, what people will tell me is they don't want to invest in expensive clothes because they're losing weight. Fine. I get that. But you still need to have clothes that fit and that fit you where you are right now. Only those clothes in your closet. And you can use a consignment store to go buy something that fits, that looks cute, and that is reasonably, very reasonably priced, very affordable, in order to feel good about yourself. And this is a real tangible way to start having a sense of body kindness. It's really about treating yourself, treating your body in a kind way. I want you to consider doing this. And if it feels scary for you, wonder what that's about for yourself. If that feels, you might feel a little frustrated with me right now that I say this and just tell me, Kim, this has nothing to do with anything. What's in my closet doesn't matter. It won't affect my eating. It won't affect how I feel about yourself. And I want you to consider if that's what you're thinking, I want you to consider that when you look at those clothes, do they really make you feel happy? When you look at those clothes that don't fit, or do you feel bad about yourself? Do you feel a little ashamed? And consider that this might be one of the many pieces of the puzzle. If you've been listening to me for a long time or any amount of time, I talk about weight issues, overeating, emotional eating as a puzzle with a lot of different pieces in it. And one of the many pieces is about body kindness and self-esteem and self-worth. You know, those three are kind of in one little puzzle piece. The other puzzle pieces, which I told you earlier, are food, emotions, thoughts, mindfulness, lifestyle, and body kindness, self-worth, self-esteem. Those are each three different components. And they're each one of them together makes up this whole plan for emotional eating, your emotional eating solution. And so when I talk about body kindness, it's one of the many things that will help move you in a direction of taking better care of your body. If all of this feels and sounds really scary to you, and maybe feels a little overwhelming, I want you to consider, or if you want more information, or if you want to take this further, or if you want to get the other, all the six components, those six puzzle pieces in order for yourself, I really want you to consider my next Emotional Eating Solutions virtual program. It's a place to start imagining having a different life around food, around thoughts, emotions, around your life. And it's a place to start focusing on what you need and what will help you put eating in its proper place as nourishment. It is a virtual program. It goes on for 8 weeks. It is, I send out audios every week that you can work on yourself. So it's self-paced, which makes it really good for you to do it on your time frame. And I have little homework exercises, just like what we talked about today, little things for you to think about and do that put food in its proper place. The program is extremely affordable. And I just want you to know, I'm not saying this to scare anybody, but I'm going to be raising the prices after this go-round with this program. And I'm actually not sure when I'm going to offer it next. So if you have been thinking about it, if you have been wondering if this is your time, I say yes. What I want you to encourage you is to take some time to focus back on yourself and what you need and what food is doing to you and how maybe upset you've been or confused you've been or overwhelmed you've been. And I want you to consider this program. I'm going to send out, when I send out the link to this audio, I'm going to send out a link also to the Emotional Eating Solutions sign-up page. There's another video on there where I describe it a little bit more in depth, and I really encourage you to take a look. If you are not sure and you want to talk to me, sign up. I'll send out a link also for a free breakthrough session where we can talk about what's going on for you and see what's getting in your way of ending your emotional eating. You can just look around also at my website at feedyoursoulunlimited.com to look up anything. If you look under the Work with Kim button, you'll see the program. If you look over under Contact Kim, you can send me an email to get on my calendar for us just to talk one-on-one. What I encourage you to do is do something. Start doing something today. I'm all about action. I'm all about moving forward. So if I'm going to know that this has sparked some kind of idea in you about cleaning your closet, not focusing on the size, the number size on the clothes, but just focusing on what really fits and what celebrates your body and what feels good for you. And start making those little changes that over time make big changes in the positive direction, in that kindness direction. I have this monthly, this teleclass is monthly. I have it every month on the second Monday of the month at 12 o'clock Pacific. Our next teleclass is on June the 12th. I will be sending out in a couple of weeks, I'll send out the links to the next class. I'm not sure what it's going to be called. Yes, I do, actually. We're going to be talking about vacations and how to manage vacations and food. And that is very important this time of year. I'm actually going to do it the day before I go on vacation, so I'll be all ready to talk to you about how food can be your friend during vacation. So that's on June the 12th at 12 o'clock. I love talking with all of you. I am so happy you've been on this call with us. I hope you've gotten something out of it. Please feel free to send me an email about what your takeaway is, because I love hearing what you guys get out of these teleclasses. And I am ready to sign off. This is Kim McLaughlin, and I am from Feed Your Soul Unlimited, feedyoursoulunlimited.com. And I look forward to talking to you later. Bye, everyone.